are recording. Is it ticking on your end?
It's live. Looks like it's going to explode. It's
We're blinking. Live recording right now, dude.
Sure.
It's groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking. Epic.
Video, if you're over on YouTube, you're going to be able to see this now. Mechanical right. Club YouTube. This is a bonus session.
This is a bonus.
Okay, this is really exciting. 20 seconds of super excitement. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Make Trades Great Again podcast. I'm Eric. He's Andy. Hey, got that right this time.
That's right.
How many times have I said I'm Andy, he's Eric?
A couple.
Yeah.
But, you know, one or two and 250 or so isn't too bad.
Not too bad. Hey, seasons are changing, dude.
That's right. Seasons are changing.
It's we're into September, and that means for a lot of people throughout the country, we're transitioning to the seasons are transitioning.
Seasons.
Yes. The transition is on to go from maybe cooling to heating. Or maybe you don't do cooling and heating. Maybe you're just doing kind of your typical service stuff, but now you're going to start looking at winterizing or, you know, that kind of stuff. Basically, the change in season is going to bring about change in the work.
Yep.
And you were talking about this, just kind of getting things prepared, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing in the shop? What are you doing on the vans? That kind of thing.
Well, I'm looking at a couple of things. One of them is on the trailer, on our install trailer. I'm going to start looking at, you know, what do we got on there that's not freeze capable or freeze safe, you know, boiler chemicals, that kind of stuff that's going to come out, go to the shop. A few other things that we're looking at. Some of the refrigeration equipment that's on my van that's taking up shelf space is going to relocate out of the van into the shop, and it's going to be replaced by more heating equipment, more heating parts.
Yep.
You know, some of that stuff. I mean, it's real simple stuff. But the other thing I'm doing is gearing up. It's something I was thinking about the other day. It's time, probably past time, to be shipping my combustion analyzers off to get recalibrated. Make sure they're back and ready to go for the heating season. You know, for any of you guys that are out there, guys and gals that are doing backflow testing, if you're in a northern climate, make sure that backflow tester is finding a new home, not on your van at night.
not out in the driveway in the freeze sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah, it's kind of hard on those differential gauges to turn them into a little ice cube.
Yeah, to freeze and break, actually.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, I guess for me, it's more like material kind of stuff. My van is pretty close to my tools kind of stay on.
Yeah.
As far as like, I guess just getting into the cooling stuff a little bit as I have, I do have to make that switch over stuff, taking up space that I'm not, just not going to need in the middle of winter.
Yep.
But for me, it's materials. Like, I'm going to have to start. It's less van related than it is shop.
Sure.
I got to start making sure I've got, we talked about this a little bit recently, but making sure I've got my, you know, good stock of venting for the boilers, water heaters, furnace venting, stuff like that. I'm going to look at what do I have in stock for stuff I can easily keep on hand that isn't a big liability for cost, is like, you know, gas pipe. What do I have so I can grab and go when it's time to do change outs? Stuff that's going to slow me down or slow down the project by having to add on order stuff like that. I'd rather just be ordering equipment, I guess, when it comes to doing change outs.
Yeah.
Instead of ordering equipment and this just giant mile long list of materials too. So some of those things I can keep on hand and I'm okay with keeping on hand, because I can order a bundle of black iron pipe. I can order a roll of soft copper, because we're using that for gas a lot. Or I can, in the case of CSST, like you guys, you know, like that's more common for you. Like, I could order a roll of that now, or a couple rolls of that now, versus having to order as the job goes. And this kind of seasonal transition allows you to assess what you've got and look at you know, what you've used in the past, and then make that decision to, before you need it, have it on hand.
Right.
And, you know, everybody makes that decision. I think just having the shop now, I do, I've talked about so many times not stocking things.
Right.
But having the shop now, I can stock a little bit more.
Yeah.
And what I'm stocking are those really everyday universal things.
Yep.
That, and also I'll look at some items as, you know, like this is what binds me up when I go to order, let's say if I'm going to do a boiler change out.
Yep.
Last minute, you know, they called, they got no heat, that kind of thing. I hate when I can't get pumps.
Yep.
It seems like such a normal thing. Seems like I should be able to get a pump for a hydronic system of any type, any size, any flavor at any given time. And it's just not the case. So having pumps, having zone valves and the relays and controls for those, I think are just the easy things to put on the shelf so I can grab and go as needed.
Yep. I agree. I mean, I look at things that we are stocking this time of year that we don't in the summer. And I don't know why I don't, because lately we've been doing boiler installs pretty much year round. And so one of the things that I find myself commonly stocking, Webstone expansion tank service valves, for whatever reason, they're almost never on the shelf at the supply house. I don't know why.
Sure.
Yeah. But that little two-way service valve, that thing is killer. The like a hold right expansion tank mounting bracket. I have cases of those. Because anytime you're out servicing a boiler, if you've got a failed expansion tank and it's hanging off the bottom of your piping and it's pipe crap just terribly, put that bracket on the wall, put the new expansion tank on the wall, pipe back over to it. That's a tiny improvement. You know, an hour sale, it's, you know, a little bit extra work, but it's just a huge improvement over.
Well, you guys have seismic too. So like you have to strap tanks, don't you?
No, we can still hang them off. Yeah. We can still hang them off of it, off of the pipe. So long as the manufacturer says in the instructions that it can be supported by the pipe connection. And there's a couple of cheap brands. I'm not sure. I don't remember it might be the Watts. Or like the FlexCon Pro.
Or something.
No, FlexCon's good to go. That's actually one of my favorite go-to tank. Side note, did you know that tank, the FlexCon tank, when you when it has water in it, the water is nowhere in contact with the metal except the stainless steel nipple. It's completely enclosed in a polypropylene bottle with the diaphragm in it.
I've cut open FlexCon tanks and I can't say that that's true.
Really? The green one?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah.
It's just a tank.
It's got a plastic liner in it that
has. Oh, it must have some kind of coating liner.
I don't know.
That I couldn't. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe new and I'm cutting old. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, on the tank thing, I switched over to the Zilmet tanks and I think they're better, but whatever.
Zilmets are nice. I like their flat one actually for a lot of cases, but I like that it's got a bracket.
Yeah. So like just the on the shelf kind of stuff, I think I've found out over the years. I think everybody does. It might take you a little while, but once you've kind of found your groove, you use a lot of the same things over and over.
Yeah.
And those are the opportunities to stock things. And look, this is pretty basic. And people that have been doing this for years are going to be like, yeah, you dummy. But, I'm also coming from the perspective of having worked out of my garage for over 15 years.
Yeah.
And stocking things was, it was just almost prohibitive in a way. You know what I mean? It was order as I needed it kind of thing. Yep. Maybe I always had one or two on hand, but not enough to go complete jobs.
Right.
And I'm looking at what I can do to be more efficient so I have less transactions monthly. So I'm less reliant on, hey, can I get this on time? And I'm taking this annual kind of switch of seasons to address that.
Right.
And I found out last year it made a huge difference. All winter long, I had started with a small amount of stock and I maintained it through the winter and it was less stress. In a very stressful time of year for me because it's my busiest time.
Yep.
And I don't have somebody back at the shop ordering things and stuff like that. So it's to me, talking to whoever might be listening that's in the same similar situation out there running in the truck, running the businesses, things like that, which you are doing as well. I mean, you're still out in the field.
Yeah.
It takes away from your opportunity to make sure things are in order on a regular basis. So using this kind of time of year to do it is big for me.
Yep. I do the same. I mean, I always say, oh yeah, we're going to hit September. We're going to get a little lull in the action. You know, it's going to be this slow season,
yeah,
right. Or slower season. You know, we're not doing as much AC stuff and we're not quite into heating season. And this year that ain't going to happen. I mean, heck, you're going to be coming out to Montana here shortly.
Oh yeah. Cat's out of the bag, dude.
Cat's out. So
I am coming to Montana.
Yeah.
Heating season. No, we're going to come out and do a job together. It's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. But prior to that, I got to be ready for when I do return. I'm already taking some of the calls right now. Like I said, just the other day, I did a boiler. It wasn't a heat related thing, but it's anytime basically. And it's now is what we're talking about. And I got to get on top of it. Also, take into consideration, if you're new to this, talk to your suppliers, your local suppliers, and just straight up ask them, you got any specials because it's the heating season now, or, you know, that's a big thing for me, has been for years. And COVID changed a little bit of that. My favorite one went away and I wish it would come back, but Good & Company, who I buy through here locally, big regional, phenomenal supplier. They don't sponsor this podcast, although they should. Good & they used to do a fall heating special where you bought, they put everything in this catalog online and paper, whatever you want to, however you want.
Pre-order type stuff.
Pre-order. Yeah. And you got to, there were discounts attached to it.
Heck,
it was just so that they could set their quantities proper and not be out of things immediately just because somebody came in and bought the whole pallet worth, you know?
Right.
And at that point in time, I used to get, press fittings like 15-20% off of them, and I would buy for almost the entire year. They don't do that anymore. I wish they did.
Man, why aren't they doing that? Did they say?
It was during COVID when
COVID.
The metal prices went like through the roof. They just stopped.
Well, and to be honest, I mean, those guys were getting beat up bad, just like we were. I mean, the nice thing about us is, you know, on our end of it is usually we can pass on that price adjustment to the customer. And, you know, if it's, you know, you got a dozen 90s on a job and they went up by 25%, you know, it sucks. It didn't cost the job any less and you can charge the customer for it. But from the wholesale side of it, I mean, they've got stuff that they have ordered for jobs to come up with that get sold or borrowed off of
costs
it.
More.
And now it costs 25% more, but you can't pass it on because guess what? It was on order in June and the price went up in August. And I mean,
Yeah. And now I just like my advice to anybody listening, I hit up my salespeople and just say, look, it's changing in seasons. What's going on? What are you offering right now? Because they are always going to have something, some kind of incentive. Either it's through their sales house or it's through, you know, coming from like the manufacturer side saying, hey, buy three of these boilers. We'll give you a jacket, whatever it is. I'm not buying stuff and selling it based off of whether I get a jacket. But this is how you just find this stuff out.
Yeah.
There are incentives and it's usually surrounding like that seasonal change. So don't forget that. Anything else really to wrap this up? What are you doing differently, or what are you going to take to, or, you know, here's one thing. If you're not doing it on a regular basis, just get in that vehicle and clean it out. Have your people, you have your techs out in the field cleaning. Like, this is the time to see what's on these vehicles and what you need or don't need. Cause I'll bet you there's stuff in buckets and boxes that, and bins that I'm going to tell you, I don't think you need 100, you know, 3/4 inch press ball valves. You probably just need maybe, let's say, than a dozen, you know?
Right. Yeah.
No, on the vehicle, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need that many. And so, like, what was it? You had a van come back to the shop because a dude moved on to another job and you found like buckets and buckets of, what was it, supply tubes or something like that?
No, well, yeah, the one was like a bucket of supply lines, but the other one was like that Moen plastic install wrench.
Yeah, how many of those are
there? Was like 18 of them on this.
Yeah, van. Well, they come with every faucet, so
like, you could probably keep one or two, I guess, but the rest can just go in the garbage.
Yeah, if anything, use this time of year, whether you change focus or not, you know.
Yeah,
use this time of year to be like, okay, it's time. It's, you know, the batteries need changed in the smoke detector, and the van needs clean.
Yep. Yep. Well, I guess that, I mean, there is one thing there that you're speaking of batteries. You know, you and I are pretty fortunate, having a heated shop to park in.
Yeah.
That's a gigantic improvement over parking out in the street. Especially with that press tool when you show up and the thing is ready to run. Yeah. It's awesome. My guys, both of them have some sort of a crate or milk box or milk crate or something like that, that they'll run batteries, press tool, Sawzall or Hacksaw, you know, things that have grease that are the PEX expanders, another one that goes in there.
The more temperature,
temperature sensitive tools.
Sensitive. Yeah.
And they'll pull that in and have it in the house at night, you know. It'd be cool to figure out an easy way to do that.
I've been telling every manufacturer, Makita, DeWalt, Rigid Orange, Milwaukee. Who else is there? REMS. I told REMS, make us a heated box.
Yep.
Hilti. I told Hilti, I just want a box, a toolbox. A case that has got like some kind of like ceramic heating element in it or something like that.
And it doesn't,
that runs off your battery.
Looking for something. It just needs to be
above freezing.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say, I'm not looking for something that's like an Instapot that I can cook lunch in.
No. Milwaukee, the closest thing you can get is Makita has a cooler that'll do heating or cooling.
Okay.
Great. Why don't we all have that? Why don't they all have the option? Like, here's a case, because 50% of the country, North America, works where it's cold. Why don't we have a case that'll stay 40 degrees or 30,
45
degrees or something?
Yep.
35 degrees would be better than freezing.
Yeah, 20 below.
Yeah, 40 would be perfect, really, for those press tools. Yep. But, and then electricians would benefit too, because these now, you know, these electricians are using these loppers and knockouts.
Yeah.
And all, they're all basically just press tools.
Yep.
And I tell you firsthand, like, it sucks when you show up and it don't work. And I've done it so many times.
Yeah.
And then for so many years, my tools had to ride on the floorboard passenger seat because, well, luckily I don't have somebody riding in that seat. Well, not luckily, you know, in this scenario.
Right, right.
So that can sit there and stay warm. So when I get to the job, it works. Yeah. Okay, cool. We're getting long on this, man.
Long.
I got to go inventory my gas pipe. So I'm ready for my next change out. What else? Expansion tanks.
Oh, hey, do your annual, make a Facebook post, make a Google Business post, fall's coming, unhook your hoses.
There you go. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with that one.
Nope.
It's a winner every time. Your neighbors are going to love you.
That's right.
See you, man.
Good luck.